Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Ian Guide, our Markets Editor of the Business Post, is with us. Now, Ian, I know the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, and the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, are bound by collective cabinet responsibility in its decision making. But is there a sense growing that they may not have been particularly enthusiastic about the move to level five for 6 weeks because of the effect on the public finances of paying for it all, and also because of a realisation that many of those who are put out of work may not get their jobs back?
You know, Matt, the cost is staggering. And it's just a week ago we were talking in the budget last week, and now we're forgetting all about the budget because those numbers are having to be rewritten. And today the two ministers, along with Heather Humphreys, were outlining the changes to the PUP and the employment wage subsidy scheme. And the figure for the deficit this year, last week it was 21.7 billion. Well, now Pascal Donoghue said this afternoon it's going to be 23 billion because of the extra cost of all those people who will be out of work in just over a day's time. It means that the deficit this year will be bigger. It'll be 6.5% of the overall economy. And the economy this year will shrink more than expected. So we're now expected to see the economy contract by 3.5% this year. A week ago, we were talking about 2.5%. And that's all predicated, Matt, on this level five period lasting until December 1st. So if it doesn't, if it goes on further, Matt, the cost to the state is just huge. And these are not imaginary sums of money, Matt. This is cash leaving the government coffers, cash the government is having to borrow on financial markets every couple of weeks. And what happens, Matt, to the state if next year we still have to go into further lockdown periods? Because the Minister for Finance and the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform said today that these figures that we're borrowing and that we're spending to keep the economy going, they're just not sustainable in the long term. And sure, people will say now, look, interest rates are so low because of what the ECB are doing. That is true. That is going to continue for a long time. But how sustainable is it for the economy to keep running deficit after deficit? 16 billion euro has been spent so far this year on COVID-19, according to the minister today. That's over 1.5 billion per month. These figures are now so large, Matt, that at some point in time next year, can we continue to pay 350 euro per week? It's not the biggest sum of money to anybody who's receiving it, but to the state, these are huge, huge figures and huge decisions that will have to be made in the next couple of months.
Now, what about the situation for many businesses with the banks and individuals with mortgages and other loans? Any relief from the banks now that we're going into level five lockdown?
I suppose, you know, look, there's going to be no blanket payment break. I'm just going to say that outright. The banks haven't said it, but that is going to be reality. There's just not going to be a widespread payment break either to mortgage customers or business loan customers. I got the sense, speaking to a number of senior bankers yesterday and again today, that if you are somebody who is looking like that you will only need a temporary, perhaps for the duration of this level five period, perhaps then you might get an individual payment break. However, that might come at a cost, Matt, because under bank accounting rules, if you've already had the first payment break or the second one, well, then this payment break will have to be officially put down against your loan, i.e. your credit track record and history. That means you will have to be marked down into arrears because the banks have accounting rules. They have regulatory requirements that they have to adhere to. So there are implications if you do get a payment break from the bank. I think there are 2,500 people within the banks working with customers who are currently on payment breaks. There are business customers out there, there are mortgage customers. I think there's somewhere in the region of about 40,000 customers who are currently or would have received a payment break that ended in September. We didn't get a figure yet as to how many of them rolled off. But what they are telling customers, look, engage, come forward, we can find restructuring solutions. Maybe that might be adding on a few more months or a year to the end of your repayment term. Maybe that might be stretching out the repayments a bit longer, i.e. you would pay interest only maybe now and then pay the capital at the end of the loan. However, Matt, these are going to be very difficult decisions for banks, particularly around business loans, because if you're a business that's not viable under level 4, 5 or 3, well, are you going to continue supporting that company? And I've heard an awful lot of companies out there say, look, the banks, they were happy to do a payment break, extend an overdraft or working capital earlier on this year, but can they keep zombie businesses going beyond the end of December or into January. I think there's going to be a lot of difficult decisions to be made by the banks in the next couple of weeks, particularly on the small business side. I think for mortgage holders out there, I don't think there should be too much worry. As I said, if you deal with a bank, I think you may end up, if not getting a payment break, you'll end up with an easier restructuring solution. But I think if you're a small business customer, there are going to be difficult conversations.
Now, I don't know where the banks rank when it comes to customer service, but I don't think many of our listeners will be surprised to hear the names of the two companies named, as the worst Irish companies. They are
Ryanair and Air, and this is a report put out by the Customer Experience Institute, the CXI report, and they are looking at and ranking companies by how they deal to customer queries, how they respond, do they go well and above what they are expected to do, do they help out individually. And at the moment, during the pandemic, they have found that Ryanair, Aer Lingus, Air, Vodafone, we're among the Sky, we're also in there, as were Three, the mobile phone operator, and also, Matt, the Department of Social Affairs, which I think have done an actually extraordinary job this year, given what's happened to social welfare payments. But I think the sense here, Matt, is many of these companies have been overwhelmed with queries from customers out there, and it is impossible to respond to everybody in the time many people would want to. I know you have had your issues with Ryanair over customer service, and Matt, there will be a suspicion out there that Ryanair are perhaps holding on the customers' money, are trying to be a little bit difficult so that they don't have to refund or give vouchers to people straight away. I think, Matt, I might suggest that perhaps it is the volume of queries that is the issue, but this report today firmly putting Ryanair at the bottom of the rankings here and effectively telling customers, are saying, look, we're not very happy with how you're dealing with us. And when it comes again to booking flights again sometime soon, who knows what impact that could have on Ryanair's business down the line.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post. As ever, thank you for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.